Corinne Jean Pierre. Corinne Jean Pierre. So Corinne Jean Pierre was the spokesperson for the White House, and they obviously did a DEI hire because they said that she was the first black woman that was gay that was the correspondent inside of the White House, the first black correspondent gay woman in the White House. So she decided to grow her hair out, and then she pulled up on CBS Mornings, and I believe that she's trying to write a book, and so she's trying to promote that book. But one of the things that everybody is talking about, and I haven't seen this interview yet, one of the things that everybody is talking about is, I think that they asked her about Biden's decline and had she noticed it. And apparently she said no. I don't know. Let's find out.
Party. Corinne Jean-Pierre was a registered Democrat for 20 years. She served in the Obama and then the Biden administrations. And in 2022, she became the first black and openly LGBTQ person.
Y'all always want to be the first. You always want to be the first, Dusty. We're the first black. Ain't never first to nothing good. She's the first black openly gay LGBTQ advocate, queer advocate for the queer eye for the straight guy.
To be named White House press secretary, and she was in that role for years. After Biden left office in January, though, she became a registered independent, criticizing how Democrats failed to rally behind the president before he dropped his reelection bid. In her new book, Independent.
Thank you, Bridget. I'm going to read that super chat
at
shortly.
A broken White House outside the party lines. That is the subtitle. And Corinne Jean-Pierre joins us now. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Nate. Thank you for having me.
So when this book landed on my desk and I saw A Broken White House in the subtitle, I have to say, I thought you were going to say that try as you might to convince Joe Biden to drop out of the race, because what we were seeing is what you were seeing, and he was struggling, couldn't do it. I thought you were going to say you were angry at that. But mostly,
I did too.
What you said in this book is you're angry at the people who tried to push him out.
Yes, that's correct.
Some Americans are going to say, seriously?
And but not just the party that pushed him out, the party as it's behaving today in this moment when we need a Democratic Party to be fighting, to be an opposition party. And that really what ignited the book. Right after the administration, I was just minding my business, right? No longer a public servant, going to the grocery store, going to my kid's school. People would come up to me, and strangers, and they would say, what's going on with the Democratic Party? Why aren't they fighting? We knew what was going to happen after this election. Why are they not prepared? The stakes were really high. So it's connected also to the moment that we are in. I'm telling a story, obviously, my story, and how I started thinking about the Democratic Party and my involvement in it. And then fast forward to today, the disappointment, the disillusionment that millions of people have.
But
and
I'm trying to pick up on what Tony was saying, because I too thought that. And you said, people said, why didn't
Happy birthday, Bridget.
People speak up about what many believe was the apparent decline of Joe Biden? You said you're a member of the inner circle and you never saw the decline.
I'm going to talk about it in a second.
How? Yep. You even write, Corinne, that you were on the plane with him going to the debate and you didn't see anything.
Well, when we were on Air Force One going to the debate, you got to remember his campaign people were on the team. His family was on the team. I actually was one of those rare trips that I didn't really see him until after the debate, even though I was on the plane. So really, I want everybody to know that I take this question incredibly seriously. I do. I was his White House press secretary, which means I had a role that saw him practically every day and traveled with him.
And you saw nothing.
For more than 95%. We've always said, we're not going to say...
Answer the question. Answer the question. Stop gaslighting us. Did you see it or did you not see it?
He didn't age. He aged. And he poked fun at it. We always owned up. And with age comes what happens when you get older.
Which is?
But when we talk about the mental acuity, and again, I take this very, very seriously.
This is all worse out.
I never saw anyone who wasn't there. I saw someone who was always engaged. I saw someone who understood policy, pushed us on the policy. and also all understood lies. History. And there were times, I'll tell you the story, there were times where he would call me into the Oval Office and I would be like, oh no, because I knew whatever he was going to ask me was going to be direct, was going to be about a story he read, about how we're pushing back, how we're pushing a message forward.
And you write about the people within the party pushing him out. Some would describe those people.
She's a liar. She is a liar. We all watched it in real time. They questioned her about it at the White House regularly since the time that he got it. We questioned Biden's ability to be able to be focused and even if he had dementia when he was running for office in 2019-20. Listen, bro. You're not going to gaslight me. You can't gaslight me. I know if my grandmother got it all together. I know if my people around me got it all together. I know every single person around me and whether or not they got it all together. If you telling me that Kamala, Biden, Jill, Kareem, these people that were around him every single day, that none of these people actually noticed nothing weird, off, crazy, sinister, nothing. Everybody was just like, no, you know what? He looks fine. Everything looks good. It's not a big deal. Stop it, bro. We was looking at every single press conference. We was looking at, they called him Sleepy Joe. They gave him a whole name and said, hey man, that's Sleepy Joe again. We seen him wander off inside of the Amazon by himself and left Secret Service. All of the people, the chiefs and the joint chiefs and all of the presidents and kings of other countries, they all took a photo without him. Nah, that's just Biden, man. That nigga crazy. We're not tripping off of him. Even Democrats will admit, yeah, we did see him. And you telling me the shining moment was when he went on a debate? I don't believe none of this, bro.
People fighting for a replacement candidate.
But then, let me also say this.
But you also described this current...
Let me also say this, though. I don't blame her. I don't blame her because if you ask me if I seen any of my homies do something or any of the people that I'm affiliated with or anybody that's on After Hours, man, I don't know what you talking about. Who? What? Man, y'all just seeing stuff. Y'all crazy. I know everybody killing her for it, including myself, but that's what comes when you in a certain position. But let me be very, very clear. Her loyalty is unmatched. Her level of dedication to stand with this story is unmatched. She said, I'm standing on it. I said what I said. You know what? He was very vigorous all throughout the day. He would always ask me questions. I ain't tripping. I'm not mad at her for being loyal. I just know that she's lying. That's all I'm saying.
State of the Democratic Party as too timid. What can the Democratic Party do to get out of this timid and even some will say disappointing place?
So timid that you've gotten out of the Democratic
Party.
Right.
Here's the thing. I actually think that the system is broken. The two-party system is broken.
How am I crazy, Fa? How am I black crazy? Listen, two things can be true at the same time. I get it. Loyalty to the death. I get it. Ain't nothing that nobody can say about me to you. Somebody say something negative about the bag chasers, about me. Bag chasers be out there. Good, bad, indifferent. We gonna figure it out together, but no, you niggas can't say nothing about it. You get it too. You defend Dame like, dog, Dame, I think that Dame helped you fund one of your businesses, Fa. Fa be defending Dame, it don't matter how bad he is. Fa was like, man, no, but Dame, you know what? Dame. I'd be like, okay, I hear you.
We need it to be fixed, to be working.
How do you
In order for a democracy. Look, just this past Saturday, millions of people, 7 million people showed up to the street to talk about No Kings, right? It was a No King rally to talk about making sure we're fighting for our democracy.
Right.
And it grew. That was the third one. It grew. And so the power should be in the hands of the people, not in the White House, not with one establishment, more broadly.
Yeah.
And so I think as an opposition party, we should see, for example, why aren't there more lawsuits from Democrats? Why are outside groups lining up to do the opposition protests? We should have the Democrats more involved. Why are Democrats are not standing in front of a hospital that's about to be shut down because of GOP hikes that is going to cost lives? Yeah. Why are they doing press conferences there? Mm-hmm. We should not. What we're seeing and what I hear from people, not just me,
yeah.
they feel as if the Democratic Party is acting as it is normal times. And they are relinquishing their power.
Will you create a new party? Is that what you're asking
for? No, so I actually talk about this in the book, and it's very nuanced. I'm very much aligned with the
values of the Democratic Party. All right, we get it. She lie about it. She stands 10 toes down. I'm with it. I got you. Make sure you guys hit a like for that. I mean, what else is he going to say? She's not going to say nothing different. You know, she was a DEI hire. That's why they kept her in there. She made a lot of money. She created a career for herself. So now she's trying to sell books. I get it. I feel you. Karine Jean-Pierre.